Well, the genesis for 5 Points Music is it came about. I have two children that are both were born deaf, and they're 7 and 5 years old. And upon learning that they were deaf when they were right after they were born, the moment that sound was taken away from us, I spent the first 9 months when my wife was pregnant preparing playlists for my son when he came into the world, and I thought, you know, the second he's born, I'm going to play this playlist of every song that you have to hear when you come into this world. And I asked friends, I asked family, and we put together this epic playlist of just, you name it, of songs that just define life. And my son was born, I turned on the music, and the nurses come in and they tell me my son's done here. And it just shocked me. And fast forward a few months, and the doctors say, well, you know, he's deaf, but we have a solution. We can give him cochlear implants. And 11 months later, we have surgery. And 30 days after that, we turn on his ears for the first time. And I maintain that the most powerful moment in my life was the first time I was able to hear my wife tell my son that she loved him. And it is that point, on one end of the spectrum, that we talk about the power of sound. Those vibrations of just those three words, I love you, are so immense and so powerful that it starts right there. And then I chase music and I chase concerts my entire life. And I chase those moments in the middle of a show where the crowd's in sync, the lights are perfect, the band's on point, the breeze hits the crowd just perfectly. It's that moment that we all look for at a concert, and I chase it like a wild dream. And that sets the other end of the spectrum of the power of sound for me. And all on that spectrum is what 5 Points Music is about. And when my second daughter was born, the same situation arose. And I had spent, you know, better part of my professional career, you know, 15 years, thinking about intrinsically, what am I doing here? You know, like, what is the meaning of my life? And I did all these different things, and nothing had ever simplified it down more so than my children being born and realizing that the gift of sound is really the most precious thing to me. And it's that, you know, my goal in life is to pursue sound in all its glory. And so I set up for the next year or so, a couple years, trying to figure out how to work that. How does that manifest into my life as the pursuit of sound? Is it just going to see music? Is it talking about hearing loss in a different way? Is it helping my children to explore sound and music in a different way? What does it all mean? And so after several years of sort of thinking about it, putting it together, the sanctuary was available at the building. And prior to me coming in, there was a yoga studio that was in there. And we, about 5 years before that, we had a few shows with Gary Jackson from The Harvester had hosted a handful of shows there. And we had Chatham County Lines, Todd Snyder, a handful of other acts. And it was really just a special place. Acoustically, it didn't fit, you know, had a lot of issues acoustically, but everybody loved the venue. And when the Utara Yoga Studio decided to move out of the church, the building went up for sale. And it sat on the market for a little bit. And I knew that if I didn't take the opportunity to try and get that building and try and move into it and take all the things that I thought about when I talked about, you know, pursuing the power of sound and putting that together in a business model, I would regret it for a long time. And so I left my work where I was at for almost 6 years at a group called at the Roanoke Valley Allegheny Regional Commission, where I worked on the Ride Solutions program and some other programs. Great organization, fantastic people to work with, and really, it was really difficult for me to leave, but I knew that if I didn't do it, then I would regret it. And so I left work in November, and I put all my eggs into this basket to start 5 Points Music Foundation.